In the darkest days of 2020, we faced COVID without vaccines, saw massive racial justice protests, and horrific wildfires swept over the U.S. And we all took strength and comfort anywhere we could find it. Singer-songwriter Santi Gold turned to music. Her battle for survival and sanity in that time produced a powerful, subversive, and yes, uplifting album titled Spiritual. Aisha Roscoe spoke to her in September about her process of creating the album, and she started by asking the singer about her choices to open the album with a track called My Horror. Here I come, there I go, I can feel this like I'm paralyzed.
Feels like a really raw, exposed way to introduce us to the project. What are you talking about? What are you bringing us into?
What I meant when I wrote it was that I was suffocating. You know, I was stuck in the house with my kids and I didn't have any help coming in. And I had just turned 2-year-old twins at the time and a 6-year-old. Mm. So I was cooking. I was the only one deep cleaning. I was changing diapers.
And they eat all the time.
And then, you know, dishes. And then it was just like, I didn't have time to think. I didn't have time to shower. I didn't have time to do anything, obviously creative. Like, I was just drowning. And like, I love motherhood and I love being a mom, but I need to have balance and I had none. But then also outside, there were wildfires and we couldn't go outside. And then there was like Black people getting murdered and riots and protests. And it was just like, this is too much, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then with all that going on, people have just been deciding to disconnect. And so this song is about what it was like in my world when I was just stuck. But then also what it's like when you're living in a world of people who are just going through the motions while they're turned off.
What made you want to, like, make this album? The name of it is Spirituals, which evokes, you know, enslaved Americans singing songs about their heartache and you know, calling out to something higher than them.
I called it Spirituals because for me, making this record was my own salvation, really. It was an opportunity to step out of survival mode, and the idea of using art and music in particular to transcend my circumstances and experience freedom and joy and beauty in the absence of it in my environment, to me, was the same thing that Negro Spirituals did for slaves in a time where they were able to experience freedom and joy through this music when they're in their environments, they were not free and it wasn't joyous.
Let's turn to your song, No Paradise. And then you go on to say, don't know where, but going, and there's power and struggle. Like, it seems like there's a tension between optimism and realism in this song.
I wouldn't say there's a tension. I would say there's room for both of them to exist simultaneously, because I think that's what is real. In reality, we can be fearful, optimistic, hopeful, all at the same time. I was just listening to Change Is Gonna Come. You know that song?
By Sam Cooke?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. I was born
by the river. And I was listening to it, and I was just like, man, this song is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really like, he doesn't talk about the positive change that's coming.
No.
He just talks about the struggle. So basically, it's about his faith. But in that, even in the expression of that very real pain and real struggle, that song is uplifting.
Yeah.
Because it's an opportunity to give name to that pain and that experience. And that's uplifting in itself.
that song, A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke, I mean, it sounds very spiritual, right? Like it could easily be like a gospel song. And when you listen to gospel and listen to spirituals, they're not always positive.
Because sometimes you just need a release.
Yes. Yeah.
I think in Black women in particular, I think often we live in survival mode. And I think part of it is generational trauma, and part of it is the reality of our everyday. But I think that one of the wonderful benefits of song is that it helps give name to those emotions and acknowledge them and then hold space for you to let them flow. And in that way, it's evolutionary, helps you to evolve.
You know, you talked about being a Black woman, being in this industry. In the past, you've talked about how record labels would see you and basically say they just want you to do R&B and not much else. Do you feel like you've been given more freedom now, or is the industry kind of the same way that it's been?
Yeah, I mean, nobody ever said to me, I want you to do R&B. They just said no to what I was doing, mm-hmm. you know? And mm-hmm. nobody's ever given me anything in this industry, you know? And I think that it's like, what was great about my career was that it started happening at the time of MySpace and of the internet. So in the absence of anybody opening any doors or giving me any breaks, I just got to go straight out and show that there was an audience for what I was doing because they showed up online. But at the same time, if you look at the Black women who have really made it, you know, high up on the pop charts, they're still over-sexualized. And if you look at people now, it's rare that you see somebody without, like, their butt right in the screen and, you know, to everybody, their own choices, but it just sucks that that's the only option.
That
you
is not, yeah, that is not a variety.
It's like, if you want to make it, this is what you have to do.
That you have to do.
And that hasn't really changed.
Mm. Well, I mean, it sounds like they're, you know, that they ain't ready. And I mean, I'm trying to do a segue.
That was a good one. That was a really good one. I like that. I got where you're going. See where you're going with this.
You have a track called Ain't Ready, and I wanted to play a little bit of that.
Okay. That was a really emotional song for me. You know, the lyrics about like getting knocked down on the floor and picking yourself up and just kind of like telling yourself like, they don't know what I possess. They don't know what I can do, you know? But it's really about telling yourself that. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I see this song in my head like a battle, you know? And almost like I am in the corner of the rink, you know, where they rinse your face off from the blood and they talk it to you. And this is almost like the talk to myself. Like, they ain't ready. Like, you know who you are. Third eye, everything I see coming to me, you're not ready.
That was Santigold speaking to Aisha earlier this year.